go. Yeah, we are back. The Simply Ordinary Podcast. That was a little over the top.
Yeah, right? That was unnecessary.
Okay, I liked it.
Like I said, we are back and we are in full action today. We have a really good podcast ahead of us. We have on as a special guest today, but before I introduce him, let me introduce the guy always sitting next to me, Ruben Rodriguez.
Yo.
Yep, his mic is plugged in and working well.
Better be.
But let me introduce our special guest today. He has been on here quite a bit, but I love bringing him on here because he's overwhelmingly a really good person to talk to. I love the conversations we always get into because somehow, especially when we're drunk, and we're not drunk today, but generally we're always drunk, something good always comes out of it. We always have these really deep and epic conversations, and I no need to say more. Carlos Valdez.
What's up, guys?
What up, man?
What's up, guys?
What's up, guys?
I love great
introduction. I'm just like, what's up, guys? Keeping it simple.
Simply ordinary.
Simply ordinary.
Well, generally, you're kind of like a really soft-spoken person, so that always makes me laugh talking to you.
Yeah.
Because, like, I'm more of like a loud speaker in a way, and Ruben's kind of more like a conservative speaker. He likes to keep a lot of stuff to him until like it's time to like lay down some laws on you, like, motherfucker, do this. He'll say, but you're more like a little soft-spoken.
I am soft until I actually find a conversation and I get overly excited once I'm explaining things, then all of a sudden I start getting louder and then louder, and then I'm just like,
you sound like a female.
Hey man, I was raised by my mom and I was really close to my mom, so maybe that's the reason why.
The last podcast we had, we got really really deep into it. I think you were like on it like 4 episodes ago or something like that.
Yeah.
And we got really deep into the conversation when we were talking about like the social life of right now, how stupid it's getting.
Yeah,
and how it gets under our skin so bad, and I don't see why it does, but I can't get in line with kids nowadays, man.
It's just this generation, man. The way we see it is just that each generation, I could honestly say that each generation is getting worse, but I mean, my generation wasn't great either, so I mean, in a way it just kind of makes it seem like we're all going downhill.
Well,
just because social media is doing that.
But in general, us as a society should start teaching our generation, like our generation, which is the millennials, to find out a way to get to go ahead in this society of ours, you know. And because if you look at it now, everyone, all the old people from back in the days, we're talking about the baby boomers and I forgot the generation after that, how they're coming up now, they're basically coming out of these positions in politics, and the general speak about that, and we got to teach our society, our young generationals, that we need to start paying more and more attention to how can we better this nation. You know, when we see these two monkeys that we have running as president, one as in Hillary Clinton.
Oh, my God.
This is one thing. This is one thing I just can't wrap my head around with. Okay, we want the first woman president, right?
Yeah.
I am all for that. But what makes it a lot funnier to me is we want the first woman president to be also to be the first woman president to be impeached. I mean, let's make history and do that, you know? Why do we want that?
I have no idea, man. I mean, I'm asking myself, why is either one of these a candidate? But, I mean, they're already up there. I mean, these are the final two. So, I mean, it's either, hey, pick this guy, or hey, pick this girl. So, honestly, it's just...
And then we also have Donald Trump, which is he's a character, man. I always laugh when he's like, oh, we're gonna build a wall, and they're gonna pay for it. And every time something happens, oh, the wall just got 10 feet higher. Mm-hmm. Like, dude, like how do you plan to win the minority vote? Like,
he's already planning things without actually having an actual plan. And it's funny because like I saw an episode on South Park because I mean, I give props to South Park because South Park is a really smart show. At least the way they do now, it's just really intellectual. And it's funny because they make fun of that. So, I mean, they were saying that one of the candidates does not even know what he's doing. But the people,
this is where they put him, Mr. Garrison.
Yeah, Mr. Garrison.
Like, that's generally like a really, really smart what they did though.
Yeah, and it's funny because it's just kind of like the way they're showing it is literally like it connects so well to what's going on right now, and obviously they do that on purpose because, you know, it's the thing that's going on right now. So I mean, make a joke out of it, and people are gonna be like, "Well, that's actually funny because it's happening right now." So,
well, did you guys watch the presidential debate?
No.
How does that work?
See, and I am probably one of the only like kids nowadays that actually watches and pay attention to this because
you're
I'm
23.
Very,
you're not a kid, Carlos.
Okay, well, I'm a young adult right now. That's paid attention to this. I'm young at heart, and I was watching these debates and. And it generally was a debate, but it was more of they would ask him questions, and they would not even answer the question because they'd be more inclined to destroy this other person. You know,
like, I know they were just attacking each other. Mm-hmm. Huh? Yeah, because I didn't even see it, but I heard a lot of people were just like, it was interesting because they were just kind of both attacking each other the whole time, and I was like
nothing was answered. None of the questions were answered. I was trying to get some information for a speech I was giving for my political science class, and I still didn't get any like information about it because they weren't giving nothing. That's absolutely nothing.
These are our two candidates for the next president.
And, and the worst part about it. Okay, so we have the Democratic and the Republican nominees, which is Donald Trump and is Hillary Clinton. One is bound to get impeached if she wins. Donald Trump is bound to get assassinated if he wins, and I'm not saying...
Like, I mean, we're not hoping none of that.
We're not hoping none of that, but a lot of his comments are going to that.
Yeah.
You know, and I mean, let's go back to when JFK was president. When JFK was president, he was Catholic, Irish, young, and a Democrat.
And he was a good leader.
And he's a good leader. But you know who didn't want him on there? Was the Republicans.
Yeah.
And a lot of the society did not want him there either.
Yeah.
So we at least the government nowadays, they want the more consistent person every time.
Yeah.
Obama got out of that, but even then, Obama still in my head, he wasn't the greatest president in the world.
I know, man. But honestly, when you think about it, what more can you do to a broken country? Like
exactly.
Like, you can't. If you hand someone a broken toy, like if a kid hands another kid a broken toy, what are they supposed to do with a broken toy?
You could put like glue or duct tape on it for a while.
Try. It's not gonna last.
Yeah, and that's what Obama has tried to do, and at least his whole presidential pitch to get into the office was try to fix what the Bush administration has done. Yeah. You know, and it's hard to do after 9/11, and we fell into this economic crash, and it was a huge mess up that
Obama
had. It was
just a huge responsibility that he had to take over, and honestly, man, like, it would take more than 8 years to fix this country.
And there's like, there's a lot of stuff he did that a lot of people do not know. Like, Obama did sign something into place right now during his presidency that if you're late on a credit card payment, only after 3 months, if I believe, will affect your credit. Before that, so you have 3 months to make a payment to the credit card company before it starts affecting your credit. That's something Obama signed up, which in general he is helping a lot of the. The lower classes,
the
you
lower
can say
class,
that,
yeah.
And that's smart. It's a smart thing to do. He is delivering on what he pitched on the fact that he wanted to help out the poor. He wants to get the middle class to the richer the richer parts. But
yeah, and I mean, honestly, who needs the most help out of everybody in the United States? It's obviously the people in the lower class because what do high class people need help with maintaining their money? I'm pretty sure they already have anything to solve that. Mm-hmm. And honestly,
that's why I would hope for. I was hopeful for Gary Johnson to get on the presidential debates and stuff.
Yeah.
But this guy's still also a fucking idiot, man. He's. If you see the videos of this guy I was watching one on YouTube the other day. He didn't even know who was the president of Syria. And as a presidential nominee, as you're going,
you gotta know
your shit. You know, what an idiot! Like they asked him, and he was sticking out his tongue at the reporter.
America, guys. This is the future of America.
So we have a woman about to get impeached. We have a monkey in Donald Trump, and we also have an idiot going after as a libertarian nominee, going for the presidency, and we have another bitch. As I hate to use that word, but God, I fucking use it for today. Jill Stein, I think her fucking name is. I hate her policies. I hate everything. And this is one thing I got into a heated argument with someone the other day. Is they were Bernie supporters, right?
Yeah.
And then
did they like smoking weed? Because you know
they did.
The way know it is that Bernie supports that, and I'm just like, oh, wow.
Well, okay,
catch a lot of people's attention.
So this is how I'm gonna explain it to you, okay? Everyone who was inclined to vote for Bernie Sanders left to go to Gary Johnson when Bernie Sanders was kicked out of the presidential debate, and also they basically ditched him and went to Hillary. So they went to two sides.
Yeah.
This is what people do not know. Gary Johnson and what's the name? I just lost the name again. This is Bernie Sanders. My bad.
Yeah.
They are completely different on all their fucking issues. So you're telling me you're not the only thing they have the same is, and it's not even the same. Gary Johnson smokes weed. Bernie Sanders wants to legalize it.
That's the only thing.
They have in common. We're talking about economic policies. We're talking about foreign policies. We're talking about any type of policy that they have. It's all different.
Yeah.
Gary Johnson, all he wants to do, he wants to get rid of the IRS. And he wants to do a certain other stuff, but Bernie Sanders, what he wants to do, what he wanted to do is help the poor out.
Yeah.
So basically, if you're making $5, well, let's put it more in apples. If you're making 5 apples, right?
Yeah.
He said you could keep 3 apples, but those the remaining 2 apples have to go to other people. That's kind of I'm like, I work hard for my money, and
I feel like that's the way a lot of this is already working because of the Social Security and all that, like, mm-hmm. and the EBT and, you know, mm-hmm. all that kind of stuff. Like, everybody's working hard for their money, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the people who honestly don't work as hard, like, you know, there is a handful of families that do need the help. And I understand.
Yeah, obviously.
And
yeah.
It's cool that, mm-hmm. you know, the way our government works is that we do, you know, give money to them
mm-hmm.
when they need help. But like everything else in government and everything else in any kind of state or country, things can get corrupted, and it just seems like the United States is corrupted in that way, because I've seen multiple I'm talking about multiple people just using EBT for everywhere.
Oh,
anything.
Oh my God.
It makes me feel like, hey, I'm working my ass off. I'm trying to make money for myself, and I'm still giving money to the people, and I see what the people spend it on. But there's also that it's like maybe less than 5% of the people who do it, but still, that 5% is still a big amount of people.
Hell yeah.
And it sucks.
And at least when it comes like welfare and all that stuff, they should find a way to like control this more. I see people getting welfare that they're like stable enough to be able to work. At least go get a job somewhere. I don't care where the hell you're working at. Just flipping a burger or greeting someone at the door at a grocery store. Something. It doesn't matter where the fuck you get a job. If you can walk and your back is good and everything is fine, why should you be getting welfare?
Yeah,
that's exactly what I do not get.
That's why I even think about people who like have families without even planning it, and it just makes me feel like, if you're willing to do that kind of thing, you gotta learn to like suffer the consequences, because you have to deal with whatever you do. Like, if you're gonna do something, you gotta, you know, handle the consequences that come with the baggage. And people don't do that, since they see that how the government works right now and how the government helps out a lot of people that need the help. A lot of people see that as a way to get easy money, and it happens for people on welfare. It happens with people with schools, because some people just go to school, get classes, get FAFSA, use the money, get out of class.
Yeah, and there's a lot of people that say, oh, college should be free.
Yeah.
But where does that money come from? Where that money is going to come from? More taxes upon people.
Yeah.
You know, upon the working class. So all these people that get money from FAFSA and stuff like that, yeah, I hope they're going to school and I hope they're getting everything, but just know that money comes from somewhere.
Yeah.
And as a taxpayer, that money's coming from me as well. You know, it's coming from a lot of my friends who have their own business as well.
Yeah.
So start realizing where all this stuff is coming from. You know, start realizing where all this help is coming from. If you say, oh, I don't need the government, well, did you take a shower today? Then that means you needed the government for that.
Yeah.
Were you able to turn on your light today to I don't know.
Did you cook your meal?
Did you cook your meal?
Like, did you use your car? Like, mm-hmm. Everything exactly. Involves the government now.
Exactly. Using your automobile.
Exactly.
You need to be insured and all the traffic laws, you need to abide by them.
Yeah.
That's what the idiots in the world nowadays are thinking that, oh, we don't need government. We don't need government. We proved it the other day in our podcast that if we try to destroy government, let's say let's pull another Shays Rebellion and let's completely overthrow the government and make a new one. There's gonna be a lot of bad that comes out of that. You know, I was controlling nuclear weapons in my in my Playboy mansion. Yeah, and I kept playing.
He was drunk too.
Yeah, I was kind of drunk.
Okay, well, I mean, in that way, it makes sense a little bit.
But he said I was drunk because I kept whiskey, bourbon, like a lot of the alcohol. I just got rid of tequila and vodka.
Oh.
Got rid of those fuckers. By the way, I tried that whiskey I bought the other, that bourbon.
The one with the
Angel's Envy. So good, man.
Woo.
I got messed up off that one. Probably one of some of the smoothest bourbon I've ever had.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that itself led me to have like a crazy ass conversation with someone too about drones. This guy was so paranoid.
Really?
Yeah, he was paranoid. He's like, oh man, there's like little drones probably the size of flies flying around all over the place, and they're spying on us everywhere we go. I'm like, fucking good. They better be spying on people. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't care. I'm not doing anything bad in my room or anything, but yeah. I mean, if there's someone like making like explosives somewhere, so they better be catching those fuckers. You know,
right.
We better have more whistleblowers in this world catching catching these terrorists that coming about us.
Yeah.
Which in general now this whole thing with like the clowns, like Ruben was talking about earlier, he didn't know too much about it. I think, right?
Nah, I don't know too much about it, but I've been hearing it all over the news, social media.
Well, would you consider those terrorists? Local? Civilian terrorists, in a way? You call them that? If there's such thing, I guarantee you there's such thing. I would.
In a way, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, like, what's the definition of a terrorist, right? So, mm-hmm. I mean, like, they're going to terrorize things, and that's honestly, they're just trying to get attention, obviously.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's not, we don't even know if it's teenagers. We don't know if it's adults. We don't know anything about it. Like, we don't know much about it, but it's obviously something that's hitting social media so much that it has to be a big deal. I mean, everything.
But how did this come about? Like,
why?
We're dressing up as a clown to go scare people, or no, like, not even scare people. Are they actually, like, kidnapping? Yeah,
they're trying to lure kids into the woods.
No way, into the woods?
Yeah, there has been some
tiny movie shit right there. That's some terrorizing shit right there. That's scary, man. I don't know.
That'd be like a new movie with Johnny Depp or something like that. Oh, some crazy ass actor doing that shit.
I don't know, man. If I put myself in that position, like there's a lot of people who probably like to go do exercise outside. Like, imagine the news hearing that. Like,
fuck that.
Me personally, I'm terrified of clowns. I don't like them. I had a little experience with it that terrified me, and it just kind of got me a little terrified of clowns. But what I'm trying to say is that if you're walking out in the street at night and you see a damn clown, like, even if you're not terrified of clowns, it's still going to scare you.
Oh, and, like, definitely. Yeah, I mean,
some person dressed up in like makeup and like, and we don't know what they're actually doing. We don't know if they're chasing people. We don't know if they're like actually like telling people, "Hey, come join me."
I have an Xbox in my van.
I got an Xbox One. You know, like, I mean, like, it's just weird. The whole situation about clowns.
I mean,
in public,
dude. In general, this is happening today. This is becoming a big story today because of social media, obviously. But I guarantee you, this has been happening for a while.
Yeah,
maybe. People dressing up just to scare people. But I didn't think it was gonna get to the extreme of actually kidnapping them into like the woods and that.
Yeah,
like, that's a little over the line, man.
Yeah, it's weird because you know, in like maybe a year ago, a year or two ago, there was videos of people dressing up as clowns and chasing people, but it was a prank.
Yeah, exactly. So, I do remember that.
But I mean, like, we don't know if that was the beginning of what's happening right now, you know? Like, mm-hmm. we don't know if that was, like, we thought that it was a joke, mm-hmm. and now there's actual people, like, making it into a big deal. Because, obviously, it's not just here in Sacramento or local in mm-hmm. our area, it's also around the nation, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you said the article was in Chicago, yeah. so if you read an article in Chicago, that means like
it's getting pretty bad.
It's happening in multiple places. So, well,
dude, this happened to me one time on my way home from I think I was at Buffalo Wild Wings with a couple with I'm pretty sure it was a couple buddies of mine. I forgot. I had met up my brother at Buffalo Wild Wings, and we're like, okay, let's after we're done, like, I'm just gonna go home, go knock out. And on my way home, I was driving behind some guy. I was acting like a lunatic. Like, he was in his car and he was going super slow, and he was like just bouncing off the walls, grabbing his head like if he was going crazy. And every time we hit a speed bump, because there's two speed bumps to get to my house, and every time we'd hit the speed bump, I could, like, you know how the lights would go up and I'd be able to see him more clear. This guy would be grabbing his head and throwing himself around and clapping, and it was super weird. So when I got to the front of my house and I parked, he was still waiting. He waited on top of the speed bump right in front of my house, and he waited until I got into the house. And I got into my house, and I was still looking out. I was looking outside, and he was still sitting there. So I came and got my brother. I was like, hey, there's someone outside. Let's get the bat and see what's going on. So right when we go back outside, he's gone. So then like 2 weeks later, again it happens to me. I'm coming home from the mall, and then he's behind me this time, and I'm noticing he's behind me, so I decided to take a different way. And I remember my buddy Gary was meeting me up here in my house that day too. So when I got here, he's like, oh, I thought you were already here. I'm like, well, I had to take a different way because this guy was like following me, and this is twice already. So he passes by in front of my house again, and I'm outside with my buddy Gary, and he's like, let's go follow him, let's go see what's up. So we end up following him, and he starts going way deep into Rio Linda. And we're like, "Oh, yep, let's completely go. Let's go back to my house, and let's see if he comes back. If he comes back, we'll submit a police report. We'll call the police or something like that. And see what could happen." But and this guy was wearing a mask. He was wearing you could see the outline of a mask, and it looked like a clown mask because you know, like in the clowns, sometimes they have the orange hair and stuff like that. It looked that kind of mask.
That's sketchy, man.
Yeah, so
that's pretty sketchy.
Maybe he just try to make sure that you came home safe, bro.
Maybe he was my guardian angel, maybe, right?
Yeah.
With orange hair and a mask, you know?
Going crazy in his fucking car. Yeah.
Macking his head and everything, dude. Like,
maybe he was listening to some Max Ray. You don't know?
Well, you know, maybe he might be going, he might have been going hyphy.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe listening to some Chief Keef. We don't know. We don't know, man.
Or maybe he could have been a damn rapist, and all of a sudden, when I got off my car, he could have just mounted me and this one.
You're not that fine, Carlos.
I am very, very attractive. The other day, I actually got a number at Starbucks. It was very weak. And I thought it was... Because it's funny, I didn't notice all this until I got home.
That's my friend, guys.
This is like a very weird situation in mine. And I don't even remember. A guy took my order. Another girl made my drink. And
maybe
then a girl
attract guys.
Maybe.
Maybe he was attorney.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe his name wasn't Lisa. Maybe his name was something else like Louis. Yeah, oh my god. Oh my god. Hope it wasn't Louis. Which we went to the Niners and Cowboy game this weekend. Yeah, that was awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, and
can you finish telling the other story?
What story?
Lisa story.
Lisa, well, no,
that was boring.
Well, I was just saying, I was trying to give an example.
Okay, so how was the Niner game?
I was giving an example of how cute I am,
I guess.
How attractive I am to women.
Niners lost, right?
Yeah, Niners lost.
So, but, I mean, obviously, you were happy then because
I was happy, but I was more, I guess, what's the word I'm trying to look for? I guess I was more excited about to see what was going to happen before the game. You know, the whole protesting of Colin Kaepernick. I was more excited about that. And people didn't even make a big deal about it.
Because it's past news, man.
No one cares about it if you're there. Because they're still all over ESPN. Oh, look at this guy.
No, I'm talking about, dude, people go there. Like, some people, honestly, I've talked to some people at my work, and they tell me that some people just go to the tailgate, or just go there to tailgate.
Yeah.
Which means that food, beer.
The essentials of life.
Yeah, exactly.
Food and beer.
I mean, what more do people want? And it's honestly, like, you're outside of a stadium. There's going to be a lot of people there. So, it's going to be, like, entertaining either way if you're not going to go watch the game. I mean, I'm not a fan of the Niners, but obviously they're not doing great anyway, so no hate on them. But, you know,
you can hate on them all you want, I don't care.
Steeler Nation.
Steeler Nation. How'd you even become a Steelers fan?
I became a Steelers fan because of my uncle, and since I always was close to my uncle, any sports team that he was in or like was into, I got close to that team.
Well, I don't know if you've seen like the whole documentary of I think it was 85 Bears or something like that, and they're talking, and they but it wasn't just about them. They did it around the whole league about these players of all these hits to the head just cause a lot of stress upon them, and a lot of these guys can't even speak or anything anymore. They could barely walk, and it's scary to, because back in the day the helmets didn't have that much protection, and it was the game back
and then
in
honestly
the day.
Like, now football is being so dummy down.
It's the pacification, like, of America in football. Exactly. It's the first example of that.
Exactly,
you know?
Yeah.
I
mean, in a way, it might seem that way, that it's bad, because it's happening in every sport. It's not just football. Because it's also happening in soccer. It's also happening in basketball. Like, everything's trying to be more safer because they're starting to realize how dangerous sports are.
Well, in soccer, like we were talking about this the other day, huh? We're talking about how kids can't even head the ball anymore now, until like a certain age now, right?
Yeah.
I forgot what age.
I feel like it's till you get probably to 12.
Is it till 12 years old? Because
10 or 12, something like that.
I hear they're trying to push it up higher. Because
so does that mean that all the goals that you can score have to be literally with your foot now?
Yeah. Basically, yeah.
That kind of sucks, because head goals are like,
take this in consideration. As a kid, with a developing mind, and you can, I think our minds don't develop to like the age of 21 or more, 25.
Yeah, they stop growing. It stops around at 25.
At 25, right? And just imagine a kid with not a fully developed brain yet, and
Luis,
for example. Yeah, we're talking like him heading a soccer ball, and if you don't know how to do it, you could really hurt yourself. And it could, like, I know I tried to do it once, and I had like the biggest headache for the rest of the day, man. One of the only times I probably considered, like, oh, I probably should smoke some weed today. I don't smoke weed, but I was like, god damn, I probably should get rid of this damn headache. I can't drink alcohol, because then it would make more of it.
It'll make that headache
like in Ted too, when he's like, where she's like, oh, I get huge migraines, and Ted is like, yeah, I'm gonna get a huge fucking migraine in 20 minutes in the parking lot.
I literally saw that.
Well, in general, a lot of the guys too, from the previous NFL years, they've, this is why, before I go more into this, I don't understand why they don't want to legalize marijuana, because obviously it's proven to have a lot of benefits injuries. We're talking about also like stuff going on with the mind. Like, from what I hear, it's not even depressant. It's more of a relaxant, you could say, something like that. You know?
Well, I mean, a lot of people use it. I mean, the correct way of using it is for the medical marijuana, you know, medical cannabis. Like, instead of saying the actual marijuana, it's medical cannabis. And, you know, it makes sense that they would use it for medicine, because it's a plant.
Yeah.
It was grown in the earth.
Mm-hmm.
But also, the reason why it's such a big deal and a lot of people are against it is because, just like anything else, like any kind of plant, you can put more into it and it will create into something different. There's so many different kinds of cannabis in the world that
I know you told me about this time off the podcast. You told me so much about this.
There's so many of them, you know, like, they all have a different purpose to them, and it's weird, because like, a lot of people abuse it. You know, there's a lot of people who could use it for the medical use, but a lot of people just abuse it. And, you know, it's cool to do it, you know, mm-hmm. every now and then when people really need it, but like it should be like medicine, you mm-hmm. know, like I get an injury and I go to the doctors and they give me a set of mm-hmm. 40 to 50 something pills. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to take all 40 or 50 something pills in the time being. Like yeah. I will do it. I will take one or two pills, three pills max if mm-hmm. it tells me to do that each day, and I do that for like 2 or 3 days. But once I start feeling better, you know, like mm-hmm. you're going to be done.
Yeah, and some people don't do that. And there's other forms to get the cannabis in you. It's not just smoking. We're talking about there's also edibles. There's different ways to eat
Dude,
it.
There's edibles. There's drinks. There's candy. There's mm-hmm. everything. Anything possible that you could think of, there is.
Because it's a plant. It's a. Yeah. I don't see what's so bad about a plant that helps you out with medical needs. And this is where a lot of people have their debate on about it is. I guess marijuana in general it's illegal and a lot of people in the prison system wants to keep it illegal because a lot of people locked up here in the United States are because of marijuana.
Yeah, and honestly, man, the way I think about it, because I saw a I don't know if it was a show or if it was just like a little skit video, but they said in there they're like it was comedy obviously, and it was a cop saying like, oh, we don't want to legalize marijuana because it's the only way we're able to get Mexicans and black people. Like, because that's the only excuse they got to pull over somebody. Like, to mm-hmm. be, to racial, pro, to profile, what is it, like, racial profiling?
Racial profiling, which is, I think what it's called is stop and frisk, but continue and go.
Yeah, but like, you know, like, racial profiling, like, that's the only way they could do that and not get in trouble for it. Mm-hmm. Because you know how so many people are against racial profiling, right? Mm-hmm. And some people are for it because they don't care. Like, if you, like, a couple years back, remember how in Arizona they can stop any looking immigrant, mm-hmm. like, in a car, mm-hmm. stop you and give you a ticket or, like, deport you or mm-hmm. anything like that. And they were okay with that. Mm-hmm. And that's not good because that's close to the border.
So this is what stop and frisk is when police temporarily detain someone and pat down their outer clothing when there are specific attributable facts leading a responsible police officer to believe a person is armed and dangerous. That's kind of along the lines of, you know, racial profiling. So you could pull someone over, and then I think stop and frisk was made legal in... It might be in New York. I'm not too sure. If I remember correctly, they did this in New York, and supposedly it was a benefit to it. Stop question and frisk program or a stop and frisk in New York City is a practice in New York City Police Department in which police officers stop and question a pedestrian, then frisk them for weapons and another contraband. See, and supposedly, like, this is one of the things that came up on the debate, where they want to implement this around the whole country.
The stop and frisk.
Yeah,
but you see how, in a way, it seems like it's racial. Like,
exactly. You pull over Latino or you pull over a black guy
or African American. Yeah, and it just seems like they're already planning it in that way. Like, that's the only way you can get somebody who could be, I'm not saying they're innocent, mm-hmm. because we don't know what they're actually doing, mm-hmm. and you know they could be breaking the law, because obviously if they're not conscious of knowing that if you have marijuana in the car, mm-hmm. and you don't have a card, mm-hmm. obviously that's already illegal. And so, like, you know, you're taking a risk of, like, and it's not just that. It's, like, anything. You're risking anything if you're doing it illegally. Mm-hmm. You have to, the people have to be, like, you know, open-minded to know that you're doing something illegal. Mm-hmm. So, if you get caught, you can't blame that system.
But see, you'll start blaming the system when you get caught. And this is the problem we're in right now, you know. Let's take this in consideration. We're talking about the riots that happened in Charlotte a couple, I think it was like last week or 2 weeks ago. And we're talking about all this. So now we have people saying, "Oh, police are this, police are that, and everything." Okay, yeah, a police officer should never kill someone.
Yeah,
they should be more trained, and they should be required to take more like mixed martial arts classes, or
yeah, like anything, like self defense.
Exactly, self defense classes. Let's make it more broad of a statement like that. Yeah. And then you have the riots in Charlotte where they're saying police brutality is bad, but come on, if you're looking at it from the other end, these guys are threatening police, so police have to use force back upon them. So how are you going to stop violence if you're insinuating it?
Exactly.
This is one thing I've never gotten, and always my whole example whenever I defend the urban, because I don't want to defend the cops, or I don't even want to defend the minority population. I'm a minority, but I have found a way to stay out of trouble.
Yeah, you just have to, you know,
exactly,
stay away from it.
So let's put it like this: when we go to the fair, the state fair, have you ever been approached by a cop and racially profiled you for something that you weren't doing?
No, because they're dressed like a little white boy.
Well, you're from the white part of Sacramento.
Yeah, Roosevelt, dude.
In general, at least every time I've gone with Ruben, we have never been stopped by a police officer. We walk by the younger crowd, which is a lot of the kids there are African American, and the cops are telling them, "Oh, get out the door," because they're in groups and they're like play fighting.
Yeah, and aside from that, dude, honestly, like my mom has told me this like all the time. She says, "Whoever you hang out with, that's how people are going to see you as." Mm-hmm. So if you hang out with that kind of group of people, obviously they're going to see you as that kind of person. So mm-hmm. if you get approached that way, don't take it to offense. You just got to realize that mm-hmm. you're hanging out with those kind of people. They're going to obviously think that you're doing something wrong, mm-hmm. just like them.
Yeah.
And some people don't understand that. And some people will keep hanging out with the people and throw hate, you know.
Well, like, it's legal for a police officer to stop you and ask and stop a whole group of people, like, because they have a conspiracy thing or something like that could be a gang, by like some form of a gang.
Yeah, dude, nobody can walk down the street in big groups of people. Mm-hmm. It just seems.
It's like, fishy.
It's fishy, yeah. It's sketchy.
Because you know how it starts off? Let's put it like this. I told Ruben, hey, we should go break into that house. So then Ruben's like, ah, nah. So then another guy is, oh, fuck it, let's do it. So then another guy does it. And so then that's how the violence starts. You know, it's some stupid kid starts off with like a stupid comment. And then it goes to another, it leads another.
Yeah.
So this is why gangs in general and the United States have become such a so detrimental, you could say that, you know. Yeah. It's so stupid. I mean, if you're making a gang, make it a gang worth like doing something towards society. More of a group.
Yeah, but people do that
obviously a club
to help themselves. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and a lot of people will see joining a gang, and I'm mm-hmm. talking about like minorities mostly, mm-hmm. and African Americans mostly, because they're the ones who are, and I don't even want to say just African Americans, because there's also Caucasians that are in gangs.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just there's multiple gangs.
I see white boys part of Mexican gangs. Yeah. That throws me off so bad. Like, dude, I'm like,
it's a gringo. It's a gringo, dude.
It was a lot in Rio Linda where we've seen a lot of like white boys part of these Mexican gangs. Like, what? How do you get to that?
You gotta be real cool.
And then white boys part of black gangs, and okay, let's give them credit to this. They're being diverse in a way,
they're trying to let the
but diverse in the wrong way. You know, let's jump you in so we can see if you don't break for the family. Like, dude,
it's
kind of stupid if you think about it, you know?
Yeah. A lot of people who do join the gangs, though, are people who are not close to their family, mm-hmm. feel that they don't have love from their family. Because mm-hmm. a gang is literally, the definition of a gang is, you know, well, I don't know the official definition of it.
But I got you right now. I'll search up the official definition right now.
Let's look up this definition.
Yeah, because I know what you're getting to.
Because a lot of people do it because they find a gang as a family, as brothers, as sisters.
An organized group of criminals.
Exactly.
See,
that's the negative way of saying it. That's the negative
Google,
way of saying
Google,
it.
That's what Google gave me.
Thanks, Google.
Google could never be disappointed. Or it's a set of switches sockets. That's another form of game.
Yeah. But you know what I mean, though, right?
Like, yeah, no, yeah, definitely.
A street gang mm-hmm. is literally, you know, younger people see their older siblings mm-hmm. getting into gangs.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to want to join in, too. because they see that they're being loved by other people that are similar to them.
And we're also going off of, have you ever seen the movie The Town with Ben Affleck?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, so that's probably not a gang.
One of my favorite
movies. But as you can see, from generation to generation, this stuff gets passed down. So if a family member joins a gang, it would get passed down to the next family member, most likely. If they socialize with that uncle or whatever every single day, you can see that happen. But now, in that movie, The Town, you have a generation of the family that kind of takes on a role of stealing banks and doing all this, you know, just stealing money overall. That started off with the dad, and it went down to who Ben Affleck role was in the movie, and then him and his buddies were stealing stuff and see. But that's how it goes, you know. Yeah. Generation to generation, this stuff gets passed down. Like if you have a really good athlete in your family, probably generation to pass down.
People like the younger generation will always look up to the higher generation.
Yeah.
And if it's positive, they're mm-hmm. gonna wanna keep doing positive in their own life because mm-hmm. they wanna be that.
Mm-hmm.
And like, you know, also in which movie? American X, you know what that is?
American X.
I think it's American X. The one with Edward Norton. It's like about the Nazi.
Oh, okay. Nazi yeah. Definitely have seen that, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But that one's a pretty intense movie too. Mm-hmm. It's literally the same thing. It's one sibling is a high leader in the organization of mm-hmm. like, you know, skinheads.
Yeah.
And he gets sent to jail.
Mm-hmm.
And when he's in jail, everybody sees him as a hero because mm-hmm. he did not like African Americans. And his younger sibling started getting older, knowing mm-hmm. that his older sibling went to jail for mm-hmm. that, for the hate.
Mm-hmm.
And he joined just the same way. Like, and it's just kind of like, people are going to follow in your footsteps because they see you as a role model.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of sucks because that happens a lot.
And there's, at least there's nothing that says a group of like individuals like that can't hold like a meeting somewhere. Like, so if the KKKs wants to hold a meeting like in a park and they get approved for that, then they probably will be but if they do get approved, you have to suffer the consequences of, okay, if you approve a KKK clan meeting, so now you have, and that's, so now the next radical group wants to be a part of that, you know. This is a never ending circle in this country where you're always gonna come across of certain groups that want a certain amount of power, but not knowing that if your group holds the power, the next group is gonna hold another power.
Exactly.
You know, and this is, we're in the system we're in today, and obviously it's allowed.
Yeah.
It's kind of stupid if you ask me.
It's very stupid.
I mean, gangs in general, I mean, I understand if you're part of a group, an association somewhat, you know, a fraternity in general, which actually, have you seen the movie, Goat, I think it is.
Goat?
Yeah, it's one of the little stupid Jonas Brothers or something like that. He's like, it's like a frat movie. Like how they show the whole part of hazing and stuff. We're talking about it with Javier, huh? The last podcast. That movie's.
Cool? Where do you see it?
We seen it on Amazon.
Oh, you saw it?
I seen it on Amazon, and because we had ended up renting it on Amazon. It was a good movie, man.
Yeah,
but they over-exaggerated the whole hazing.
I mean, they scandal. Have to, though. I mean, in those kind of movies, in any kind of college movie, they're going to be like...
But Javier told me that supposedly in some parts it wasn't extreme because I guess some frats actually hazed to that extreme.
Javier doesn't know anything.
I mean, I've gone to fraternity parties and I've seen how they do things.
Yeah.
A lot of their shit's pretty like real, like the things that they show in movies, like you think that they over exaggerate things. No, man.
I heard about this a while back, and I'm not gonna say who told me this, and it wasn't my brother Javier, by the way, and it is someone who I choose to remain unnamed, but he was telling me about this one circle they do. They all these guys go in a circle, and they all have to, and everyone has to hold the guy in front of them their cock.
What the fuck?
And they keep walking around in a circle, and they sing a song. That's a little extreme if you ask me, and I mean, I'm all for brotherhood, but I've never done that with my brothers.
I don't think I would ever do that with my brothers, dude.
And supposedly, it's like this, it's this show that you do anything for the family. So I don't know if you consider that a gang in a way, but that sounds pretty like fucked up, man.
That sounds like something I would hear in like a comedy skit, like Circle Jerk, dude. Circle Jerk, dude.
See, I don't know. I don't know if you would. That's not okay. So a gang, obviously, you'll get jumped into that, and so
and it's more violent.
A frat is a hazing thing.
Yeah,
I'd rather join a more of a socialized group.
I feel like just a frat though, like it's a brotherhood, but the reason why they would probably do all those personal things is to get you out of your comfort zone, though.
Yeah, because in general, a lot of people who join these fraternities are because they're out of town. They're going into a new city or something like that.
Exactly.
They're joining a frat because they need to get friends. They're somewhat, in a way, antisocial.
Yeah.
You know? Like, I feel like Aaron would be a perfect fit for a frat because they need to get him out of
a frat in New York, dude.
In New York? We come out with the New York accent?
In New Yorkers?
Or a Boston one. But in general, when you start looking at these kind of these groups that form, some of them do have a purpose in life, which the Black Panthers, that's a group that just wanted to get equal rights for all blacks, you know, and that's a good group.
Yeah,
it's a super good group if you ask me. But then you start looking at a group like MS-13. You've heard of those fuckers, right?
They're the baddest of the bad, man.
Dude, have you heard of them?
Yes.
That's a group that, man, I would never want to mess with, dude. That's a group that will just completely change your whole life forever.
Yeah, man, that's,
and not even a good way, man.
That's like the real shit, though.
Mm-hmm.
That's when you already like made a complete life decision. You dedicate your life to that game.
Well, have you seen those I think the documentary is on National Geographic or something.
Yeah, I don't even need to see that. Like, I see the pictures that I've seen of the people that are from that gang. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, it's bad if they control a whole prison to themselves.
Oh yeah, yeah, that's true.
They have like an official like not jail, it's a prison. Mm-hmm. Like, they have their own prison.
Mm-hmm.
The guards don't want to mess with them.
I wouldn't want to mess with them either. Those guys.
You see those fucking people with fucking tattoos on their faces and shit, dude? Like, I would not mess with anybody like that.
That's over the extreme, man. Yeah. That's a group that, in general, if I knew anyone from there, I'd just like, yep, you know what, I'm not gonna socialize.
It's like, yo, what's up, man? Okay,
yeah.
I'm gonna go leave this country now. Okay, cool. All right, I'll see you in Spain. Probably not. I don't know.
And if I was like basically forced to join the MS-13, I would want Donald Trump to come into office so he can kick all of us out. I could go somewhere else. I don't know where the fuck I want to go to. Make the wall higher. Make it higher.
They're gonna send you back to Mexico, dude.
You have
to deal with the cartels.
True that. So let's kind of talk about this. So the other day, I was in a conversation with a buddy of mine. He's from Boston,
that's kind of cool.
Cool guy, and generally really cool guy. And first things first, I want to clarify something with a lot of people that listen. I actually have a lot of friends that listen to this out of town, and I want to clarify a lot of this stuff to people. My buddy Andy, he passed away a couple months ago, and I have a lot of people think this is off of he committed suicide. This rumor is so untrue, and I can't even picture why people would bring up that rumor. He died because of a rare heart condition, and this is a conversation I was talking to my buddy the other day. He said I should definitely address this to a lot of people that are listening to this out of town that knew my buddy Andy, that he passed away because of a rare heart condition. I forgot the heart condition it was in general, but that's why he passed away.
Damn.
And people do not know that. People automatically jump to the conclusion that he did like a Kurt Cobain, just fucking ended his life right like that. I'm like, whoa. Damn. I'm like, that's a little extreme, man. I was like, and I heard this like just a couple weeks ago too. He's been he passed away like I think it was the beginning of June. Damn. If I remember correctly. And I just heard this a couple weeks ago that people were saying he committed suicide, and I was like, from what I know, he had a bad heart condition. And
some people just want to like open up their mouth and say some nonsense.
Well, have you ever seen the documentary Drenched in Bleach? The right now that I mentioned Kurt Cobain. Have you seen that documentary?
No, I haven't, but I would like to see that.
Dude, this documentary was something beyond like you. They did forensic files and stuff like that, and they showed that he Kurt Cobain didn't kill himself.
Oh, dude, I know.
Supposedly, Courtney Love killed
it. I've done my fair share of research on that because I stayed up all night just.
So it's called Soaked in Bleach. Yeah, Soaked in Bleach.
Soaked in Bleach.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I have heard of it. I haven't seen it, but I have heard of it.
And this documentary left me like with like, you know, you ever get the chills when you watch something like, oh shit, that's fucking that's true as gonna get.
Yeah.
So they found out that supposedly the letter that Kurt Cobain had written before he passed away was actually written by Courtney Love, and that they found like one or two words that Kurt Cobain like very like emphasized on that they found out that he didn't write it.
Yeah.
And supposedly even the angle of the gun did not prove that he killed himself. It was the angle of the gun was not impossible for him to keep the angle of it when he shot it. It was hard. So all this stuff led to Courtney Love.
Yeah, and that's literally what it's on. And honestly, like, it's sad to say that it's probably not going to be solved because you know it's been so long already, and everybody wants to know what happened to Kurt Cobain.
Mm-hmm.
He was such a big influence in the 90s.
He was, yeah,
in the 80s. Everything was such a big deal. Nirvana was a big band before Kurt Cobain died. Once he died, it obviously it was a lot bigger because obviously, you know, like any artist, I'm not trying to like put them down or anything, but like, you know, Michael Jackson, when he passed away, nobody even knew any of his other songs that I would talk about when I was at that age. I forgot when he passed away. Mm-hmm. But when he passed away, like, when I asked people, oh, dude, did you hear about Michael Jackson? They were like, yeah. And they're like, dude, I, like, liked Thriller.
Mm-hmm.
I liked Billie Jean.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just like, there's 10 times more other songs than just those two songs, and it got bigger.
It's like when it comes like the whole Tupac murders and Biggie murders. I don't know if you ever seen that documentary as well, the Murder Rap.
No.
This was again like another Kurt Cobain.
That's crazy, dude.
I was left in complete chills that these guys figured out who killed Tupac. Is not alive, let's just say that. He's not alive, because after this documentary it proved it all, man.
I mean everybody wishes, you know, but you know, everybody wishes that all these artists and talented people didn't pass away.
I just hate conspiracies, man. Because
I know
they have them all. He's somewhere in Cuba smoking a big one. I'm like, what? Like,
why Cuba though? Why Cuba? Right? Like, why can't it be freaking?
I just think it was all coincidence how everything was left, and supposedly he's but this whole documentary was it showed that who came into play when Tupac was murdered. Well, Tupac and Biggie was murdered. So when Tupac was murdered, there was about, I think, five people involved before that in the night of the shooting. But then previously to that, it was like a lot of people were talking about it through the Bad Boy record industry that was around during the time that they wanted to kill Tupac because of what he did to Notorious with the whole track of Hit Him Up. And then that whole connection of the
that's one of my favorite songs.
Yeah, it's an awesome song. Yeah. And so that connection of that murder was in connection to the Biggie one, because the guy over Orlando Anderson, if I remember his name is correctly, I think it is. I think he was the one that killed Tupac, because that's the guy that they had jumped at I forgot I think I want to say Caesar's Palace or something like that.
That was big.
Yeah, it's the way they jumped him, and then they stormed out of the casino, and then hours later Tupac was killed. And at least in my opinion, how could you not even come to the conclusion that that was this fucking murderer, man? He just got jumped, and you don't find this guy until later on. Like, he's already in LA supposedly when the police get to him again. According to the Las Vegas police or department, something like that, they couldn't do any extradition to go all the way to California and bring him back or something like that and convict him of something. But the whole connection after that to the Biggie murder was in connection to supposedly Suge Knight was mad about that. So then the same guy who confessed who killed Tupac confessed also of who probably killed Biggie. So then they went deeper in this whole investigation. Again, forensics went crazy. They found angles of the bullets. They found the actual color of the car that pulled up next to Biggie, and it was a crazy, crazy good documentary that this retired police officer was in charge of the whole investigation, and he found out who killed Tupac and Biggie.
That's crazy.
And but sadly, the both guys who killed Tupac and Biggie were killed as well.
Yeah.
So you can't even question them.
Everything's organized, dude. Everything's mm-hmm. organized in a way where some people
ISIS killed Tupac and Biggie.
It was a plan since back then.
These radicals wanted since to kill Tupac and Biggie.
Since all that.
Fucking El Chapo is controlling ISIS as well. Everyone's connected with ISIS.
They're rising.
Fucking Donald Trump has a plan to kill him, but he didn't even say his plan anymore. Fucking, I completely.
Dude, it's funny the way you brought that up in that way because, dude, I have seen videos and I've seen people like say the most stupidest shit. I'm talking about like a lot of stupid shit about like the presidents right now. Mm. Obviously, like about, you know, Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton. Like, those are the two options, right?
Yeah.
And I saw this guy. I don't know if I brought this up with you guys or if it was my family or somebody, but a reporter asked a guy mm-hmm. about the presidents, the candidates, mm-hmm. and he throws some mad hate towards, I think it was towards Hillary Clinton.
Mm-hmm.
And he was just like, oh, but, you know, you're not just saying this because you're, like, sexist, right? Like, that's not the reason why. And he was just like, oh, no, you know, I respect women, all that. And he was wearing a shirt that had something to do with, like, oh, you know, women has to make my sandwich or something like that. Like, something like, stupid. And, like, they just want to open their mouth to say nonsense. Uh-huh. And, like, you know,
it's like, I was called a sexist the other day because I said I'm not voting for Hillary Clinton. I'm like, look, I didn't say like, oh, before she wins presidency, she better go make my sandwich. I didn't say none of that.
Yeah, see, like,
I clearly said that Hillary Clinton does not pose anything that says that's my legit presidential candidate, because in general, we don't know what's in those emails that she deleted, those private emails. We don't know anything about that. We also don't know anything more about her when she was a senator. She's been a senator for 30 years and never did anything towards the government. So I am not sexist. I am more a centrist in a way.
The only reason why they would say you're sexist is because she's a woman running
exactly.
for president.
But I was called more a sexist when I said, do you really want the first woman president to be the first woman in president impeached? I don't want that. I would rather have the first woman president to actually do something towards society. Yeah, just man. How the first black president did do something for the United States. Again, he was in the country itself was in turmoil while he came into the system. But just know, I give credit where credit's given. This is why I consider myself a centrist, because if I will lean a lot more over to sides that I agree more upon. You know, I don't just agree. I just don't agree with Republicans.
You're not just doing it for the parties, mm-hmm. like Republican or mm-hmm. Democrat. You're doing mm-hmm. it for a reason. Like, you're doing it for a reason, choosing mm-hmm. those people.
Mm-hmm. So. Like, see, I know right-wing idealists where they believe that, you know what, Donald Trump needs to win because we need a man in government. We need a man to keep being
president.
That's
the reason why a lot of people are trying to vote for him. Like, a lot of people are just like, they don't want change.
So we have Donald Trump, who has been sued probably, I don't know how much fucking times.
Oh my God, man.
Trying to be a president. He has committed bankruptcy, I don't know how much fucking times either.
Yeah.
So let's talk more about that. You know, we are fucked as a nation. Whoever gets in the presidency, even their vice presidential debate was so stupid.
Yeah, the leadership that's going on, it's, I don't know, man. Mm-hmm. It's the leadership that I see that's going on for these next 4 years. I would be surprised that we do well in 1 year. Like,
I wouldn't be surprised if we go into war in the first year. We have like Donald Trump.
I honestly,
Hillary Clinton, we probably won't be in. We probably won't get in the war, but we as an economy.
I feel like we will get attacked though.
As an economy, we will get just completely shoot down, man. I feel we will hit another recession. In general, recessions happen almost every 8 to 10 years, maybe every 20 years.
Generally, what was the last one? The
last one was in 2008. Yeah.
What year are we in?
Exactly, 2016. Wow. We're leading to it, man. I strongly believe we are leading to another recession. If not a global recession,
that'd be really bad.
I mean, it's bound to happen. China, a couple months ago, that their whole economy was crashing. And see, what people do not know is when a Chinese economy crashes, see, it's let's put on a flat surface, and you're doing circles, right? You keep doing circles, and then there's a hole. And that's the we'll call that the Chinese economy. And let's say it just completely tanks. You know what happens? Boom, we crash. So how do we get out of that? Everyone else is gonna keep turning. Boom, we keep coming back to that until we find a way to fix an economy, a global economy.
Do you think that's the reason why, like, in the United States, since we don't have the best economy either? Like, do you think that we're the hole right now?
I feel, in a way, we are stable. But we are starting looking at a downfall.
I feel like we're stable in the eyes of others.
Well, but like in general, as education, when it comes to education, we're ranked 8th or something like that in the world. You would consider, you would think,
I mean, that's not that bad.
It's not that bad, but you would think we should be number one. You know, we should be like producing a lot more of these.
But we're all focused in the past, though. Like, what new are we learning?
Nothing.
What, that Apple is the best product?
Fuck,
we don't know that.
Fuck Apple.
Exactly. That's what I'm trying to say, though. Like, see, this, the reason why I brought up Apple is because you're against Apple, right?
Hey, oh, yeah, definitely.
So, see, not everybody thinks that way. Like, that's what a lot of people see in that way, because they're just like, oh, it's new. Like, oh, we're going to learn so much about it. No, we're not going to learn shit from it. Like, anything like that.
But okay, put this in the eyes of people. We are not as advanced as you think we are.
I would not. I know we're not.
The most advanced thing we've done yet is NSA snooping on us, turning on cameras without even knowing. Mm-hmm. That's probably the most advanced we've gotten. We're not talking. Okay, let's look at it like this. When you walk down this, when you're walking down the street and you see someone holding a phone in their hand, are they paying attention to what really is going on?
No.
Nope. They're more worried about, oh, let me take this selfie for the whole world.
Yeah.
A lot of people
feed off of attention, man.
Oh my god, we live in.
That's all this generation's about, man.
If there's, you know how every generation had a certain name for it, like the
baby boomer,
and all that stuff. I think the next generation is the fucking attention whores, the attention whore generation. the selfie generation. Oh, you know, I think that's the generation we're in right now. You know,
I mean, it's crazy, man, because. I mean, talking about, like, you know how we see all the zombies stuff, right? All the zombie stuff, you know, that they say, like, and people are afraid, like, oh, you know how, like, maybe a couple years ago, maybe a little bit more, like, you know, The Walking Dead, zombies was such a big thing, but the way I saw it was just, like, I don't really think that an infection is the whole zombie thing. You know, like, a lot of people are walking zombies with technology.
Exactly.
That's
the best way to put it. Walking zombies because of technology.
Yeah.
And I would completely agree with that.
Yeah.
You should be president after you said that.
Thanks, man.
I would vote for you.
I mean, Trump is running.
You'd be like Mickey Mouse of the political world.
The fuck yeah.
I wouldn't vote for you.
You said you would or you wouldn't?
I wouldn't.
Well, one out of two. It's okay. That's half.
Well, we have our candidates right here, so we should just run for presidency and let's change this global economy.
I mean, it might as well, right? If they can, I mean, we can, right?
That's, I will stop ISIS in the heartbeat. I won't tell you my plan. I will be exactly like Donald Trump. But let's end it at that then, man, because I know Ruben needs to get out of here. So, I hope everyone really enjoyed this podcast. If we rambled about some stupid stuff, I'm sorry about that. Then again, I am not sorry because this is our podcast. We can go fuck, right?
We don't. Well, we really don't.
Thank you, Carlos, for being out here today.
Thank you again.
I hope you take care of yourself.
Always do.
Always do. And then Ruben, we'll be back later for another podcast.
We'll see.
We'll see. All right. Well, again, follow us on Twitter. What's the Twitter handle again?
Simply
Opod.
Yeah, Opod.
And also, we are now getting sponsorships from Podomatic. So hopefully, you guys can start funding us a little bit more so we can keep this podcast running. And hope everyone is doing well. And we will be back soon for another podcast.